And the only time that I ever personally read something out of the King James Version is when I'm referencing a verse, a famous verse, as I would call it, one that most people know it in the King James Version. And that's about the only time I ever personally reference the King James Version. And so it says here, "But my God shall supply all your needs." Now, I'm going to stop there at that verse because what I've learned is to break the word down and to hang and feed off of every word. It's like if you were eating a 7-course meal. You want to eat all of it. Take your time. Eat through them 7 courses. How many of you would love to eat a 7-course meal? I love it. I've been watching this boat show, and they take people on these yachts, and they make them all these extravagant meals, and I'm like, I want to do that at some point in my life. I just want somebody to cook me 7 courses, and it just be fancy looking. I probably won't like a bit of it, but I want to have that experience. But it says that my God shall supply how many of our needs?
All
of them. All of them. All of our needs. What we have to do is identify Him as our God. It says, my God. My God. Is He your God today? Is He the Lord of Lords in your life? Is He the King of Kings in your life? You know, for every believer that will take God at His word, every promise in there is for you. And it says, but my God shall supply all your needs. All of them. Many times we struggle in this area of our life because we say, will all of the needs be met? Some of these are physical needs, but some of them are maybe emotional needs, maybe spiritual needs. Maybe there's some family breakdowns in your family dynamic and that your family is suffering with some things. God can still help your family. There's things that money cannot buy you. The most important things in life, you cannot go and get at a grocery store or a store. And I'm telling you today, those things also. My God shall supply all of your needs. God the Father. God the Father can. All of your needs. I encourage you to trust Him with all the needs. And the beautiful thing is it tells us how He does it. And He says, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you know, how many of you have ever had something that came up and you thought, I am in need of this, and how can I make this happen? We think that. I'm going to tell you this right here. It's according to what He has. It's according to what God has. How many of you believe that God has it all? I believe that the Word of God is true. I believe that when He says, you know, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills, Moni, I believe that He does. I believe that God owns everything. I believe that everything that God gives us, that came from God. Everything that we have comes from Him. Everything that even sinners have. You know how much grace God gives the non-believer? God loves mankind in an enormous way. And so as you think about things that you need in your life, as you think about things that you wish were different, understand that God is going to supply your needs based off of what He has. Based off of what He has. And we have to see Him as our provider. We have to see Him as our source. And I'm just going to run through some events for y'all. I do better when I preach out of my own life. Let me have verse 20, please. I'll give y'all time to get there. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. And in verse 20 it says, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to break down just the last month or so, but this has happened over and over and over in life. and especially in this church. About a month ago, how many of you know that times are very troubled right now? I don't watch the news because I don't need any more bad news in my life. So we don't watch it at my house. People try to tell me about it. I just stop them and I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to hear it because, see, I don't even want to hear any negativity. I just don't need it in my life. How many of you have enough negativity in your life you don't need any more? I got enough of it. Don't need any more of it. But I got a call the other day, and you know, times are very difficult, and I have even seen shifts and changes just in the food that we get on our Wednesday food distribution. I can tell that times are very, very difficult right now, and I believe that we are living in what the Bible calls the last days, where I believe that the Lord is coming back. I believe Christ is coming back, and I believe people need to be ready. And what I've learned about God the Provider is that God, and somebody really needs to get a hold of this today, because I could have preached any Father's Day message, and this is a very different one that I'm preaching this morning, but God wants to provide for you in an unnatural way, a supernatural way. If a earthly father could provide for you in a good way, I want you to understand how much more that your heavenly Father can provide for you. And we're talking about the things that money cannot buy you. Now, I'm not leaving out money, because you know what? God is interested in blessing his children in a financial way, in a physical way, in every single way. God is interested in blessing his kids. Okay? But I do understand there's things that money can't buy you. And those are the things that seem to trouble us the most. And so God is the God that can provide those things. And so I have really allowed the Lord to just come in and make the food ministry whatever he wanted to make it. That's his baby. It was not ever my baby, it's God's baby. And so God is responsible for it. Now, when you give God your life, God is responsible for you. Hallelujah. And if you had a good dad, your dad would have busted his butt to provide for you. That's what a good father does. God the Father provides for us in a supernatural way. Sometimes in our mind we think, you know, God, if you could only help me pay the light bill, that's all I want from you, God. Look here, I'm going to encourage you, trust God with more. Trust him with more. Would it upset y'all if God gave you the money for your light bill and your neighbor's light bill? Would that be upsetting to you? Would you find some gratification with that? Do you have it in your heart where you like to help people and you like to do? I believe that most of us do. A couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, I got a call. And I always get scared when I get these calls, because I'm like, what is somebody trying to pull on me here? Because I'm very gullible, Jimmy. Very gullible, okay? And I got a call from our food people that we get all of our food from, and they said, Pastor Kelly, we've got a great deal for you. I said, you do? They said, we want to give you a bunch of pallets of food. I said, you're going to give it to us? They said, yeah. And I said, well, what is it? They said, well, it's stuff that we would normally give children. I said, okay. In my brain, I'm thinking, I'm going to just hand that stuff out on Wednesday night or Wednesday during the food distribution. We're going to be good. We're going to have more food to give people, because there's been, for whatever reason, a decrease in the food from week to week sometimes. And I thought, okay. Now, a few months ago, I told you, how many of you remember me saying that the church received a grant to put a commercial-grade refrigerator in the Manna Center? Okay. When you get a grant, you have to spend that grant money, and you have a limited time where you have to spend that or you have to return it. Well, I'm a procrastinator. How many procrastinators do we have today? Good. I'm glad that I'm not the only one. Well, anyways, I call the place, and I said, in my brain, I was going to get, once again, my brain. And I want to just encourage y'all to realize your thoughts are not God's thoughts. Amen. God's thoughts. You may think something, and God may think a totally different thing that you feel like is out of reach. In my little head, I thought we're going to get the same refrigerators that we have back here, and we're going to have to pay the difference because they're very expensive. I called the commercial refrigerated place that we buy all of our refrigerators from. I said, I need another refrigerator, like the three that we've bought from you. And I began to talk to them, and she said, you know, Pastor Kelly, I understand where you're at. I understand what you do. And what we would like to do is we'd actually like to sell you. And I had a really hard time, Jimmy, because I had to make a decision. Do we need a refrigerator or do we need a freezer? And I was very torn because I didn't know which one to do. She said, what we'd like to do is sell you a refrigerator and a freezer for actually less than what that one unit would be. I said, hello? Did I just get Alzheimer's or something? Did you just say what I thought you just said? Because there's no way you're going to sell me both of those for less than the price of one. And she said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. About three Thursdays ago, we put those in the Manna Center. Here's what I know about God, and I can tell you this, and I have lived it since we began this ministry. I am not bragging about me and him, or look here. We're very snazzy, but on our own, it's not like we're real great, Jimmy. We're not geniuses. We don't have PhDs, but I'm going to tell you something. When you just allow God to provide for you, God will provide for you in a way that you could not even anticipate. And what I know about the Lord is this right here. Any time that we've ever gotten refrigeration or freezer for this church, in a matter of just days, the Lord has filled it up unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. We had no free space in any of them. So we get these pallets of food. Then we get the refrigeration. And then we get a call, and this has never happened. In 6 years, this has never happened. Get a call that they want to give us more food, more pallets of food. I said, well, you're giving it to us? Yeah, we're going to give it to you. Okay. What is it? It's all things for children. 2 weeks ago, I was driving to church. Now, when I drive to church, if you can see the thoughts of like a little squirrel and what a squirrel thinks and how they think, that's pretty close to what my little brain's doing. And I'll think about this thing, and then I'll think about that thing, and then I'll think about the door greeter, and then I'll think about the food we're going to, and it's just crazy. Two Sundays ago, we were on our way to church. Kids were fighting. Me and Frank, we may have been arguing. Who knows? How many of you know if you're going to have a good marital spat, it's going to happen on Sunday? If your kids are going to act up, they could be good every day of the week, but on Sunday, they're going to be twice as bad. I'm sitting there, and we're driving to church, and it was just peace. My car ain't never peaceful on Sundays, hardly ever. And God just began to speak to me. Kelly, the children in Logan County are really, really in need. And I want to provide for them. I said, God, you want us to do something else? Because we do a lot. This what you want? Yes, it is. Okay. 385 kids, not counting our own, that come out of this church. God began working on that situation months in advance. Our warehouse got so much food, they had to start giving it. That happened months in advance. Months in advance. The moment I realized God wanted us to do some food stuff for the children in the community, I thought, what can I do to make this better? Well, Carolyn, in my brain, I was going to call Tyson. So I did. I said, we need some chicken strips or some chicken nuggets or something. I would really like to give these kids some meat along with their snacks. We were supposed to get that Thursday. We didn't. And let me tell you why we didn't. We're going to get it this Thursday, actually. And that's going to be at our next kid thing. But we didn't get the chicken strips and the chicken nuggets, Tanya. Because on Wednesday of this week, we got a call and they said, we're sending a semi-truck. We get the truck, Jimmy, and what is on it? Chicken. No kidding. And I said, guess what, all you women volunteers? Get your gloves on. We're going to start bagging chicken. And so help me God, the new freezer, completely full of chicken. Half of this one in here, completely full of chicken. Guess what those little kids got? Chicken. Me and him smelled like chicken the entire day. He couldn't get the cast off of him. But I sat there. And at one point in time, I love doing things for people. I love what God is doing in this church and in this ministry. But in the moment, it's hard for me to enjoy certain things because I get anxious. And when I got a lot of people on my property, I get super anxious because I'm like, are all these little kids safe in this parking lot? Are we okay? You know, what's going on? And I was standing at the new freezer. And Jeff stopped me and he said, now, Pastor, I just want you to stop for just a moment. He said, look out the window. And I kid you not, from the Manna Center doors out here until about three-fourths of the way to the parking lot, a line of kids. There was a line across the street to get in here. There was not one child or family turned away. Not one. God will provide for you in such a way that it's only the Lord. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. Now, you may be sitting in here today and you may not care one thing about that food thing that we just did for the kids. And that's okay. I'm going to get down to where you live. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. I tell you not to worry about your life. If you gave your life to Christ, you are under God's obligation. Don't worry about having something to eat, drink, or wear. Isn't life more than food or clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grain in barns. Yet, your Father in heaven takes care of them. I'm going to ask you today, will you let God take care of you? Will you let Him take care of you? Will you let Him take care of the things that are bothering you? Will you let Him take care of what, in your mind, I see people, and there's people, and you've got things lined up in your mind, and you're thinking, how am I going to do all of this stuff? How do I have the money for all of this stuff? Look here. Will you let God take care of you? Will you let Him take care of you? Because, see, in His Word, it says, yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. God is still into blessing you. How many of you love to take your kids or your grandkids and you like to take them to a store and get them stuff? My kids, they're rotten brats. They are. Carolyn, it has not slowed me down. I love to do for them. And I'm going to tell you something. This may seem like a very simplified Father's Day message. I don't know who needs to hear it, but I'm really trying to get this point across to you. Will you let God take care of you? Will you let Him? Will you let Him provide for you in a supernatural way? I see people and you're trying to think about how you're going to make it happen. And I'm going to give you the best piece of advice that a believer and a pastor would give you. You're not going to make it happen. Amen. You are not going to make it happen, but God is going to make it happen. The same God in Matthew chapter 6 that we just read, but my God, see, is He your God every day? But my God shall supply, and He does not limit it to just certain specific needs. He says, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches, according to what He has, what He has. We got one of those pallets. Frank and I went, maybe it's me and Jeremiah. I can't remember who it is because we've gone and gotten this free food so much I've lost count of which load this was. But I kid you not, we go up there and they loaded our van. That white van will hold two pallets of food. We have gotten food in every vehicle that we could possibly get it in, okay? They made a mistake of giving us a pallet of candy. This was before God had enlightened me that we were going to do this for the children. And in my brain, I'm irritated. I'm like, this is not what we were supposed to get. What am I going to do with all this candy? How many of you know kids love candy? Yeah. Them kids are going to be snacked up and sugared up, the whole county. Well, I mean, candy by the handfuls. I gave a bucket of it to Brenda McElhaney, and I said, Brenda, literally, start taking handfuls and putting it in all these bags, all of it. They got snacks. They got food. They got chicken. They got fresh vegetables. A lot of them got eggs, tons and tons of stuff. But will you let God take care of you? And He says, aren't you worth much more than birds? I don't know what this life has done to you, but if it's made you feel like you've lost your value, I want you to get a good sense of who you are because God says that you're so valuable. You're valuable. If He does this for the little birds that give Him joy, how much more will He do for you? How much more does He want to bless you? How much more does He want to provide for you? Can worry make you live longer? I'm going to tell you something. It cannot, and I believe that it can make you live shorter. Can worry make you live longer? No. But I do believe that it can make you live shorter. I believe that if you let yourself, you could just about worry yourself to death. But what would you add to your life if you did that? Why worry about clothes? Look at how the wildflowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes. But I tell you that Solomon, with all of his wealth, wasn't as well clothed as one of them. God gives such beauty to everything that grows in the fields, even though it is here today and thrown into a fire tomorrow. Here's another promise. Get it inside of you. God will surely do even more for you. He will surely do even more for you. God will do more. God will do more. The word surely is not in there by accident. What does that tell us? It's a for sure thing. It's a for sure thing. People have been let down. People have been discouraged. People have been disappointed. And you've thought, how can I do everything I need to do? How can I afford everything I need to afford? How do I have time to do? Let me tell you something. God will make it happen. God will make it happen. And I've lived that out. I've lived it out. Completely. God will surely do even more for you. Why do you have such little faith? Verse 31, don't worry and ask yourselves, will we have anything to eat? Will we have anything to drink? Will we have any clothes to wear? Only people who don't know God are always worrying about such things. Your Father in heaven knows you need all of these. I'm going to explain something to you. God knows what you need before you even know what you need. He knows what you need before you even know what you need. He knows it before you. I've prayed prayers before. God, I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how we will do such and such and such and such. But Lord, I don't have to know it. God, I thank you for making that happen. A couple months ago, I heard of some changes going to take place with the food ministry. And for a split second, I thought, what if this just all goes away? And my renewed mind said to myself, this is not your responsibility. That's a beautiful thing about really believing God and taking Him at His word, because see, I believe when I hit my knees at 7 years old that I gave Him my life. And when I said, yes, God, I'll pastor, I believe that God is obligated to provide every single thing. Now, there's been a lot of times I didn't know how He was going to do it. And I've rested in the fact that I didn't have to know it. But God is into blessing you. God is into providing for you. You know, there's times where what we need is not even something that money can buy. How many of you have got some strained relationships in your life and you'd do anything for them to be better, but they're extremely, extremely strained? Let me see those hands. Can I just minister to y'all with your hands up? God will provide that. What does He provide? Grace, wisdom, and anointing. Grace, wisdom, and anointing. I have my hand up with that as well. I have somebody in my life that I dearly, dearly love. They won't hardly speak to me. Breaks my heart. One of the most important people in my life. And, you know, I've asked God time and time again, Lord, what do I need to do? What do I do? He says, Kelly, you work on you and you do what I tell you to do and let me work on that person. God will provide things for you you could have never provided for yourself. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, King James Version. I'm going to pull that up on my great phone. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, King James Version. If the sound guys get it before me, you let me know. But my little fingers work really fast. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God is the greatest mathematician that I know. He is the greatest father that I know. He is the greatest provider that I know. What does he tell us to do? See, whatever you could be concerned with, it can fall under the category of the things. And we all have things, and we're thinking, how am I getting those things taken care of? How is this happening? How is this going to work? And it all falls under the category of the things. How many of you got at least 10 things in your life you really are going to need some assistance with? Here's a promise. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. What does that truly mean? Seek God first and put him first. Put him first. Put him first. It's not easy to do, but put him first. Put him first. I'm going to take that one step further. Put him first when you don't feel like it. Put him first when you don't feel like it. Why? Because that's right there. Most of the time, Jimmy, when we don't feel like it, that's when, and we go and we act in obedience anyways, most of the time, that's when God moves right there in that moment. We don't bring forth the sacrifice of praise by accident, let me tell you. There's sometimes, I'm going to keep it real with you. I asked somebody a while back, well, why weren't you in church? The response, I just didn't feel like it. Let me tell you something. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There's times where I don't feel like it either. Yep. Your pastor just told you that. There's times, Miss Billy, where I don't feel like coming to church either. There's times where I don't feel like doing food ministry. And even worse than that, there's times where I don't feel like being very good. There's times where I feel like being a jerk. More awful than that, there's sometimes I am one. I try not to, but sometimes I'm like, I'm going to give my flesh a free pass. And that's awful to do, but I'm not going to stand up here and lie to you and tell you I don't. But on my best days, when I'm on top of my game, I don't live off of how I feel. Don't live off of your feelings, because they are fleeting. Don't worry yourself sick over what is totally out of your control. See, whatever you're worrying about, if it was in your control, you wouldn't have to worry about it. Everything that you would ever worry about in your entire life, if it's a worry, it's out of your control. I'm going to minister that to you one more time. For all the chronic worriers, do we have some chronic worriers today? Okay. For everything that could ever be a worry, it is out of your control anyways. If it was in your control, you wouldn't have to worry about it because you'd have done fixed it. You'd have done made it happen. You'd have done it. God's asked you in His Word. He's told you, I tell you not to worry about your life. Why? Because you gave it to Him. Because you gave it to Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Do it when you feel like it. Do it when you don't feel like it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. I don't preach a lot of messages like this. I just assume people know God wants to provide for them. I don't know who this is for today, but I'm going to tell you. God wants to provide for you in a way that you never thought. And the way He's going to do it is going to be in a very supernatural way. When I drove home on Friday, Jeff, I was driving home. And had I not have been so exhausted, I would have just cried my eyes out. Because I was just sitting there and I was driving and I was like, I cannot even believe what God just did. I was like, this is one of the most incredible things that I've seen Him do. Because Moni, up until 2 weeks ago, I didn't know we were doing this. Frank looked at me like, because he's been telling me, don't do one more thing, Kelly. Let me tell you something. When you marry an insane person that loves to do things, you're going to be exhausted. He said, please stop doing stuff. Just give us just a little bit of a break. And I was like, I was on the way to church and I was smiling ear to ear because I'm like, God, we're gonna do this for the kids. Okay, God. I'm thrilled. And I looked at Frank and I was like, I think God wants us to do something for kids. And he was like, okay. Let's go to church. In all seriousness, I can tell you this, and this is serious. There's probably not a person that works harder for this food ministry than Frank. And that is the truth. That is the truth. And the food ministry is what it is. A lot of it is because of him and God. I'm not chipping God in the credit that's due God. It's all God, but this man goes behind the scene constantly. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. And I want to explain something to you. A lot of what you need right now is not a materialistic thing. There's a something on the inside, and there's a need there. And God says, out of His glorious riches, He'll put that in your life. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. How does God want every part of your life? Full. 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 Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more. You can't measure what God wants to do in your life. There's not a measure. And that's why He says, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more. See, God is able to do something for you that there's not even a measuring cup big enough to measure it. Immeasurably more than all that we could ask or imagine. Now, God is not saying don't ask and don't imagine. I want you to know that God says in His Word, you have not because you ask not. If there's something that you need from the Lord, you need to get to asking. Because, see, God is there for you, and He wants to bless you. Now, to Him that's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power. See, it doesn't have anything to do with you. According to what He has, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. About 3 or 4 days before this little grocery kid giveaway, somebody that I love very, very much, they don't go to this church, so don't try to think about who it is. They texted me and they said, Pastor Kelly, we know you're going to do a food thing for children. We want to bless you. What am I saying? The blessings that God has for us, they will track you down. They will run you down. They will search you out. Please don't sit there and worry your life to death, because what God has for you, it's on the way. You don't know it. What do we do with those things? We just expect it and live in faith that God's going to take care of it and that He's going to provide. They came, gave us a check. Guess what I did? Got on the Sam's Club, ordered a ton of more stuff. It all came to our house. Like, for 3 days, multiple trips, I thought they were done. 2 days later, Jimmy, the blessing of the Lord maketh one rich and He adds no sorrow. Amen. What does that mean? You're not going to have to just sit there and just stress yourself out so much that you just hate being a believer and you don't know why God the Father ain't providing for you. No, the blessing of the Lord is going to track you down. Once again, called. Pastor Kelly, we know that we supported y'all, but we just had some very specific things we wanted the children to have. I was thinking maybe like one thing, you know, like one item. No. Like 4 different things for all these little kids. Another huge carload of it. If you have taken today's message that I'm bragging, you have misunderstood the message. I am not a brilliant person. I have an associate's degree. I am not a PhD. I'm just a normal, saved person. But what I can tell you is that God has always been my provider. Amen. This has been a message to try to encourage you to let God be your provider. Because He wants to. Because He says it in His Word. I want y'all to watch this video of what your church put on Friday. It was the most beautiful thing I believe I've ever seen. And we're going to make sure as we play it, we're going to shut those lights down for you.